battered and curdled whey lady, and woman as a lost little lamb, we tumble into timeless little land, loitering like a tea biscuit, somewhere along the English coast. And deep within the sodden rock, you drop into the dining room, a family on Christmas Day. And soon it will be dinner time, a brother, sister, standing there, both laying table for the day.
Wander round your back streets.
Hamlet, Xmas special.
I'm going back to see country cousins of mine.
You know, I never could hear Rudolph enough times. I love Christmas.
Mm-hmm. No, you put the spoon on that side of that fork.
I love these little fellows riding horses on the placemats.
You can go and see them do that live on Boxing Day if you go down the manor.
Some poor fox is for it, then.
I'm not sure. I think they will meet to hunt a fictitious fox, at least officially. Though I suspect it might be a fictitious fox. That's to say, a real fox, presented as a fictitious fox to placate the ignorant general public who don't think killing animals for sport is a sensible idea.
It's not very Xmassy, is it?
What, blood sports? Not so much, no. But English people over a particular age seem to really adore its iconography. I gather it aids the digestion. Here, that spoon goes above. Did no one ever learn you to set a table?
I pretty much live in a cupboard.
Well, it's never too late to learn.
Then teach me, O guru.
Christ-like knowledge of table laying upon thee.
Oh, I am blessed. Merry Christmas, Jesus. Dad's looking a bit under the weather, eh?
Yes, and the weather is terrible. He could do with travelling a bit. It's damp here. I've said time and time again they can come and stay with me in Florence. Because it's more of a dry heat there.
Mam won't do it. She's terrified to leave the island. She won't even go into town unless she's completely run out of booze, of course.
No risk of that today. Have you seen all the wine?
A few bottles of port in there, too.
Someone got Dad a lovely bottle of brandy, too.
Get enough wine in him, he'll crack that later.
Those glasses on the left, Bunty.
All right, Emma.
Mam said she'd been seeing ghosts again.
Oh, I wonder why.
She does need to cut down, but she won't listen, makes it worse.
Well, today's not really the day to worry about that, is it? In fact, through till New Year's Day or so, we've got full time off worrying. If anyone happens to accidentally kill themselves between now and then, we didn't know anything about it because we were drunk on Christmas joy. So no more ghosts for about a week. Right?
Yes, I was just looking at these placemats. The red border is very red, and the black on the hunter's hats is...
The red pigment is made with the blood of dogs who died in infancy mixed with vermilion cinnabar, and the black is bone black from pigs.
It's amazing what we can do when we put our minds to it.
All right, I'll put on my little party hat if you will.
You can't put your party hat on, you're already wearing a Santa hat.
No, I can put my party hat over my Santa hat.
Oh my God, that's amazing, I've never seen it before. Actually, it also looks pretty mint. You look like King Santa.
Oh, thanks, mate.
Well, since you're King Santa now, that means you have to tell your joke first.
All right, here we go now. What did Santa do when he went speed dating?
I don't know.
Pulled a cracker.
I don't get it.
It must have been Christmas when he went dating.
Yeah, it must have been, I suppose.
I didn't think speed dating places were open on Christmas.
Earrings.
They didn't want to do the cooking, then why did they do the cooking?
So they could spend the rest of the day complaining about having done the cooking.
Yes, I suppose so. Where are they now?
They're both in the bathroom, screaming.
Well, at least we won't have to be near them for a while.
Good. Was there a joke in your cracker?
No, just a fact on a piece of paper. Something about some man who had a tangerine for a head.
It takes all sorts at Christmas, I suppose.
And then the barman said, well, what did you ask him for? And the man with the tangerine for a head replied, well, can't you see? I asked him for a tangerine for a head.
I don't get it.
It's not a joke, it's a fact.
Is it?
I mean, I think so.
When can we set fire to it?
You have to wait. To any repeats of last year, do we?
When I set Grandma on fire.
When you set Grandma's hair on fire, yes. And why? Because you were too eager to...
I was too eager to see the blade.
Exactly, Poppet. Good things come to...
those who wait.
Precisely. So we can set this on fire a little bit later. But we have to be cautious with...
health and safety.
And in that order, if you watch your health, you'll be safe.
Can I strike the match when it's time?
You can strike the match so long as you point it away from your face.
And it's somebody else's?
No, not at somebody, Poppet, as you well know.
And if I point...
might burn the face off, Poppet. And we don't want that, not on Christmas.
It's a fine bird, isn't it? Lean and tender. Beautifully cooked. Basted, I believe. Grandma used to hang it in the garage for a few weeks before the day.
Used to hang what?
The turkey.
The turkey? In the garage?
Yeah, it did something to the flavour.
I'm sure it did.
The gravy covered whatever it was anyway. Don't you remember that?
This is some nice gravy, eh?
Oh, you can take... oh, it's like the good old days.
Oh, there were a lot of dripping in the old days. Everything was dripping.
Yes, Ronan, of course you can speak with Dulcie to wish her a happy Christmas. She's just busy right now with Auntie Anna. Yes, she finished dinner quickly, hardly ate anything, really. And Auntie Anna, dear old thing that she is, took her into the kitchen to prepare dessert. Yes, dear, no accidents like last year. Yes, I know you were embarrassed. She's just a kid, Ronan. No, of course Mother didn't think you were irresponsible talking with him. I'll get her to call you as soon as she's free. Yes, Ronan, of course she wants to talk to you. Yes, of course she wants to wish you a happy Christmas.
You all right?
Ronan the Barbarian.
Oh. Emma, do the wishbone.
I have to go. Yes, family responsibilities. Bye for now. Yes, bye. God, I thought he'd never go.
Is he giving you bother?
He wants to talk to Dulcie for happy Christmas and all that. But talk to him. Not that I blame her. He only talks to her about turmeric cleanses.
To be fair, that's all I've ever heard him talk about. In most vivid detail, too, his fermentations.
Thanks for that. Nearly said goodbye to Christmas dinner, then.
Yeah.
You think that massive mast up there would be helpful in that respect?
Yeah, but you know as well as I do, phones are not what those masts are really used for.
For?
G-masts? Aliens, Lee. For communicating with the space intelligences.
Aliens! Aliens!
Oh, someone's back.
Merry Christmas, Jesus! Oh. Happy birthday, Jesus! Skylord! Bird monster! Metal creature! Iron chicken saviour!
Oh, shit, she's collapsed. Get her in the recovery position.
In the what?
The recovery position. Out the recovery.
Oh, I don't know about the recovery.
Didn't you do basic first aid?
No, I didn't. The recovery position.
Well, I've no idea.
It's hard to get John away from his websites nowadays. He loves looking at his websites, that and his gods. Never stops talking about his gods and his websites that he looks at. He likes that David Icke, you know. And now, Christmas dinner and staring at his website.
It is quite a magnificent god he's showing everybody,
though. Oh, is that Pat Firewall again?
He come in Fireball.
Pat, what? Fireball?
Firewall.
Oh, well, wall, ball, whatever you fire at. I still don't know what you're blathering on about. Too much time on your websites makes you incomprehensible.
Patricia, it's Christmas Day, twilight of my existence. I think I shall spend the day relaxing in any way I jolly well want to.
And I'd like to spend Christmas Day relaxing with my husband.
Well, You do that, dear. Relax.
Auntie Anna showed me how to make a cat's cradle.
Oh, that's nice, darling. Auntie Anna knows a lot of interesting...
her back garden.
Certainly does.
She's funny.
Well, she's very clever, and clever people tend to be funny. I bet she got you a nice Christmas present, didn't she?
She did, but I don't know what it is yet. I'm going to save it to open it before I go to bed, because Auntie Anna always gets me my favourite presents.
Well, it'll be bedtime soon, so it won't be long until you find out.
Bedtime already?
Well, not just yet. It is Christmas after all. And we might as well wait up longer to hear everybody keep arguing with each other, eh?
Ha, yeah, I suppose so. I don't really like it.
No, Dulcie, me neither.
Why do we come here for Christmas?
I do wonder, Dulcie.
I don't think I really like...
Well, that's... Maybe just don't tell Grandma Pat that.
Santa Claus, huge sack and crucifixes in space, birthday time! Pull out your candles, my messiah!
Well, she seems okay.
I suppose so. She looks in better nick than your car anyway.
We're going to have to get that towed.
How are we going to do that on Christmas Day?
God knows, mate.
Diamond-encrusted sledges soaring across birthday cake moons! Today is the day, my friends! The day is here! Shove it up your arse!
Can you two, for once, just stop it? We all know only too well how much you can't stand each other. You've made that very clear since we were as big as little Dulcie. You can do it any other day, but I don't understand how you can do it on Christmas. The stability and inevitability of it all.
Sit down, son.
Son, have a Campari.
We're going to watch Scrooge McDuck in a minute. You like that, don't you?
No.
Oh, she does.
No, I don't.
Do you know he was the richest person in history until that musket blow?
Really?
Yeah.
Well, when you see him, he's actually rolling in money, isn't he?
Yeah, in an actual pit of money.
I've never seen Musk doing that.
I'm not convinced he's actually richer than Scrooge McDuck.
Yeah, it's just inflation.
Mum, I think I want to go to bed.
What would you do if you had as much money as Scrooge McDuck?
Well, I suppose I'd roll around in it.
Well, I'd roll around in it, but I'd go one further than Scrooge McDuck and take all my clothes off first.
John Deacon at the table.
Yeah, but the thing is, the real Scrooge McDuck wouldn't have worn any clothes because he's a duck, and they don't usually wear clothes.
That other famous one did. Puddle Duck.
Mum, I'm tired.
Here, were there any more of them Yorkshire puddings left over?
Plenty gravy, too.
I keep meaning... What's that massive thing in front of you?
That? That's my tablet. I look at the internet on it. David Icke and stuff like that.
Oh, the fat bloke.
No, not your big phone. He means the...
Oh, that...
Mum!
I'll put the girl to bed, Emma.
Oh, thank you, Anna.
You stay here and relax.
Yeah, I'll try my best.
What's a gourd?
Did you hear that?
Hear what?
Well, if you're saying hear what, that already implies you didn't hear it.
What was it?
It was George or Lewis. They didn't know what a gourd was.
Oh, my gourd.
Yes, very droll, Jake.
Yeah, it would be a lot easier to be witty without your espadrille in my face.
There's not a lot I can do about that, Jake. Suck it up.
Suck up your espadrille?
Well, she looks okay.
What presents did Jesus get today? Ask loads above!
She seems to be going in some direction.
Well, you know, if she's okay, which she certainly seems to be...
Gobcock!
Then we'd better tend to her own need. Freeze out here.
Well, go.
Well, that road down there looks like it leads to somewhere.
Well, one way or another, it has to lead to somewhere. It's the 21st century after all.
Jesus, what was that?
Some malfunction in the factory?
Christmas malfunction? Not likely. Besides, the factory's closed today.
Oh, yeah, I suppose it is. Well, at least head in some direction rather than standing here and freezing and being attacked by big bangs and massive flashes of light.
Agreed, let's go that way. There's bound to be some sign of civilization.
Well, Dulcie dear, are you going to open your gift from Santa?
Auntie Anne, I'm 8 years old. It's okay.
Dulcie, let me tell you how I know. We all know, of course, because it's Christmas, of the story of Jesus of Nazareth. How he was born in a stable, and too soon afterward suffered and died to atone for the sins of the world.
Well, they put big rusty nails through his hands.
Well, more likely his wrists, Dulcie dear, because the tissue on the hands is too fine to hold the weight of a human body. Anyway, we all know the story of Jesus and his teachings, his parables, and the golden messages they contain within.
Like, do unto others like you have done unto you.
Exactly so. But you also know, of course, that it was prophesied that after a respectable duration of years had passed, that the Messiah would return to earth. Well, it was scholars said 2,000 years, and they were only very slightly off the mark. Just by 100 years, give or take.
What? Jesus came back?
He did. In the year 1818 in Germany, a man was born who wrote a series of books explaining that, to put it in a nutshell, all people are equal. Everybody should have the same opportunity. And from this starting point, we can create the kingdom of heaven on earth.
Who was that, Auntie Anna? Was that Jesus?
That was Karl Marx, Dulcie. Remember that name? They'll be saying it a lot by the time you're grown up.
And was Karl Marx actually Jesus, Auntie Anna?
Well, you can make your own mind up about that, Dulcie. But let me tell you this. All did not Karl Marx, as it had not for Jesus. And the heathens took his ideas, corrupted and misrepresented them, and horrific activities, too horrific to mention, were committed in the name of his ideas.
And poor Karl Marx. And what did Karl Marx do?
Well, he was in such a rage that he felt like storming the temple and tearing down the stalls of the bankers and Philistines. But instead, he internalized that rage, and in a swell of fury, all of his clothes turned bright red, and his large white beard grew even whiter.
Gosh!
And Karl Marx, the second coming of Jesus Christ, decided that if society had become too corrupt and the people were too greedy, then he would take matters into his own hands, go vigilante, and every birthday travel around the globe redistributing the wealth among the innocents of the world, the children. Then he picked a name that was an anagram of Satan because he thought it was funny. And thus, from the seeds of communism, Father Christmas, Kris Kringle, Santa Claus the Third Coming of the Son of Man was born.
Oh, that's a wonderful story, Auntie Anna.
Not a story, Dulcie, but facts.
Is it really true, Auntie Anna?
True as freckles on your face, Poppet.
My freckles are true. They're fibbers.
Well, you'd better open that present, then get to sleep after such a long day.
I'd much rather sit up and talk to you, Auntie Anna.
Growing witches need plenty sleep, Poppet.
Auntie Anna.
Anyway, open it up. Spits.
Auntie Anna, it's a...
Yes, of course I did the bloody cooking. I even hung the turkey over the Volvo.
There's been nothing for substantially longer than I was anticipating.
There's a lot of flat fields.
Ah, there's something there.
Where?
Over there, see? That big thing.
Some kind of small structure?
Some sign of civilization.
It's
a very big lump of wood and a very, very small roundabout.
God, it was funny at midnight mass last night, wasn't it? That priest was so off-cut he could barely string a psalm together.
Someone had the windy pops too.
I thought that was you, you dirty bugger.
I blame the vicar. Always blame the vicar.
I blame the church.
We all know you blame the church, John Deacon. He thinks the Pope turns into a big salamander and runs around lapping up invertebrates.
He does. It's all on David Icke.
The fat bloke. If I was a shape-shifting alien, I'd turn myself into a chair so people could sit on me.
Why do you want people to sit on you?
I crave intimacy.
Oh, shit. Shit, shit, shit.
What's the matter, love?
I forgot to get Dulcie to call bloody Ronan.
Oh, forget about Ronan, love. He doesn't deserve your time of day.
I'll never live this down.
It's very quiet today.
Nice to hear cars off the road a bit. Actually hear the world for once.
That bird. We wouldn't have been able to hear that on most days.
And what sweet music to the ears it is.
I'm not sure they're usually out in winter. Everything's going topsy-turvy.
You can say that again. Soon we won't be able to tell day from night.
It's bloody cold.
Whole place just traps the cold. But I must admit, I do like it when the night falls in. And the frost appears, and everything goes all sparkly.
I can never get over it, when the whole ground becomes dancing points of light.
We have stars beneath our feet, my friend.
And shimmering ice above in the celestial ground.
Yes, a pleasant evening altogether. Quite shimmering.
All right, lads.
Oh, where on earth did you come from?
From the celestial ground, dear boy.
Oh, earwigging, were you?
Delicious.
I was just catching you up, lads. You can't help overhearing when you're in hot pursuit of the two smartest folk this side of the valley. Besides, I certainly didn't expect to see you out today.
Thought we'd take a look. Everything's so quiet.
Desolate out there. You might say it's like Christmas.
Ha, yes, you might say that.
We were just talking about how beautiful the earth looks when it's cold like this.
Astounding, isn't it? The whole world looks like a big cake.
A most glistening, sparkling cake.
Ah, you make me hungry for human things.
You're always hungry for anything, Badger.
A glutton.
That's funny coming from you, Eagle. There hasn't been a single mouse that isn't perpetually terrified since you arrived. The swooping terror.
Well, at least white-tailed sea eagle keeps them fit.
Oh, is that your motive, Fox? For making all those chickens run around the henhouse? Physical fitness?
Look, I'm just a very giving fox. I live to provide.
Grey moon tonight, eh?
We live in an astonishing place in the universe. Almost intolerably beautiful.
That we do, Fox. That we do.
Tumble down on Shack Street. I'm going back to see this cold country, my hometown. Get up in the morning, and they're all so busy yawning. I'll get a welcome from this cold country cousin to mine.
John and Pat Deacon were played by Elvis Herod. Emma Deacon was played by Lottie Bywater. Bunton Deacon was played by Ergo Fismus. Auntie Anna Deacon was played by Anne Jameson. George Deacon was played by Lottie Bywater. Louis Deacon was played by Autumn Robertson. Dulcie Deacon was played by Ariadne Robertson. Jake Blake was played by Elvis Herod. Nancy Blake was played by Autumn Robertson. Topper Giggs was played by John Panther, Vern Kennedy. Joan was played by Nayana Dickinson. Odette was played by Lottie Bowater. Written and produced by Ergo Fismas.
We used to tumble to and fro. There's a small candy store where I could go with Daddy Pops and shout for more. Hometown, where the garden trees are shady. That's where Edie was a laddie. I'm going back to see those corny country cousins of mine.
Creamed custard and curdled waylaid. A woman as a lost little lad. We tumble into timeless little mouth. Loitered like tinted. Somewhere along the English shores.
It's been lovely coming to visit, and thank you, but I admit I look forward to getting back to the city.
A little, remote for you?
I'll say. I expect I'll be off early tomorrow morning.
I think I shall stick around a few weeks. Perhaps write?
Oh, you're writing again?
Well, maybe a little. Don't get your knickers in a twist.
Another novel?
Mind your business. Anyways, I'll be back in town for the CHPEC conference.
So remind me, the house, it was your uncle's?
Not an uncle by blood. More a close friend of the family. Uncle Satirius.
Rich, was he?
Uranium.
Oh, what?
You what? Talking about.
So you find this place inspiring? Conducive to work?
There's something about it. A combination of despondency and rage. Warms the cockles somehow.
That's quite the only thing it warms. And even that's debatable. The weather here is awful. Oh, look at that. Is that an orchid?
There's an orchid unique to this place. Funny shape, apparently. A long protrusion at the base of the flower. They call it Buckinger's orchid. I have no idea why.
It's beautiful. Didn't quite like it.
Nor will you again. Like I said, unique to this place. That's what it is I love about it here. Beneath the seedy, shallow, violent surface of small communities like this, there is an underbelly of luminescent beauty.
God, I need to stretch.
Oh, it got a bit tight in there.
Yes, quite the squeeze. It's nice to be outside again, if only for a little while.
Well, enjoy it while you can.
Sing in the night, Nuncy.
And the crickets.
Well, yes, but not at this time of year. I've never seen a cricket in a winter coat, that I can say for certain.
Well, quite a nice day, eh?
Yes, it's okay.
Well, are you all stretched?
Yes, I suppose so.
I'd love to make it out there sometime.
You should really move out there.
Love to. Sadly, my circumstances do not permit.
Well, come out anyway sometime. You'd love the architecture. It's very Catholic. Technicolor Catholic.
How can I resist?
You'd adore Santa Croce. If you haven't stood between the mortal remains of Galileo and Michelangelo, you haven't quite felt as small and insignificant as you ought to.
Don't worry about that. I feel pretty small and insignificant.
It's been very nice to see you, Bunton. I do wish you'd come out to Florence.
I will, Emma. When circumstances permit. Can we get really drunk in Florence?
You've known me since you were born, Bunton. Don't ask silly questions.
Oh! Hello! Oh, God!
Who on earth is it on a day like... Oh, God!
Yes, my sentiments exactly.
Well, are they?
As good as mine.
What do we do? Are they dead?
I suspect not. Or I should say, I hope not.
Well, what do we do about it?
I'll call the police. Either that or cook and eat them.
Peter, not on the Sabbath.
Well, go ahead then. Call the police. Whoever these people are can't clutter up the doormat forever.
All right. Keep your toupee on.
One of them is wearing a Jason Donovan t-shirt. I kind of want it.
Well, the cook and eat it's always open, as you said. Hello, police. Yes, we have two men collapsed in our house. Just turned up at the door.
Jeremy? What's that?
Excuse me a moment. What?
That shiny thing.
I understand. It's all a bit up in the air. No guarantee. Down so I can remember the exact phrase. No guarantee. Sorry, I didn't get that last bit. What? Okay. I see. Well, that is interesting, isn't it? That is... Yeah, lucky for you, mate. Yeah. Well, it certainly sounds I'm going to be here a while longer than at any rate. Yeah. Yeah, and you, mate. Yeah. Cheers, mate. Bye, mate. Yeah, bye. Oh, shit. Shit. Oh. Hi, Mum. Yeah, I did. Yeah, they did. Yeah, it's pretty bad. I don't know, Mum. Yeah, I'm going to have to break the news. Well, as far as I know, nobody else has been told.
Unbelievable, Pat. Have you seen this?
What's that then, John?
David Icke. David Icke, Pat.
Who? The fat bloke? What's he saying now?
Fluoride, Pat. They're putting fluoride in your poo.
In my poo?
Not in your poo, Pat. In everybody's poo.
Who is putting fluoride in everybody's poo, John Deacon?
Well, that's the question, Pat. That is the question.
So, are you brushing your teeth with your shit nowadays, John?
No!
You smell like you are.
No, it's not shite. It's that hippie toothpaste you brought back from Linda's.
Oh, the one that's like grout.
Ah, that's what it's like. I've been racking my brains.
I don't know what to do, Mum. We can't have all this responsibility on my shoulders. I know you say I should just write it on a post-it note and stick it to the wall, but I don't think that would be very civil, Mum, would it? It doesn't seem very civil to me, Mum. No, I don't think Reiki's going to help this time, Mum.
Badger. Badger, come here.
What is it, Fox?
It's... well, what do you think it is?
You never know what they'll make next.
They're very strange.
What would you call that thing?
What would I call it?
Well, not necessarily you. What would anything call it?
I suppose I'd call it... I'd call it... Shiny Wazoo.
You call it what?
Shiny Wazoo. Because it's shiny and it's a wazoo.
Look at how fat that beetle is.
You're so uncouth, Badger.
If it's the end of the world, what do manners matter?
Is it the end of the world?
Look around you, Fox.
A place to park my Volvo. I've never actually been here before. I know Pat and John live out here, but we tend to meet in town. I like it here. It's nice, pretty, desolate. And then, what do you know? I ended up in the pub with you, Anna.
This pub is, to be fair, also pretty desolate.
Oh, I don't know. There's a bit of a crowd in.
A desolate crowd full of desolate people.
You never change, Anna.
I change constantly.
Touché.
So you were off to see Pat and John?
I hung their turkey over my Volvo next to my turkey. They don't have a Volvo, so I offered to double up for them. They invited me, you caught me first, and by the time I get there, I'll be half cut on Pinot.
Ha, Pat and John won't mind. Pat drinks almost constantly because he talks about that fat bloke.
What fat bloke?
You know, the fat bloke.
Oh, David Icke.
Yeah, that's the one. Anyway, John spends all the time looking at Spat Block's website, which is by the sound of it. I don't know, because I don't ever really look at the internet. By the sounds of it, it's a sort of weird alien sex fantasy thing. cut through with a weird, violent perversion and fueled by a rumbling anti-Semitism? A sort of Dungeons and Dragons butt-plug fascism?
Yeah, that's pretty much what he does.
And his hair is awful. And because John just reads this bollocks all the time, so consequently, Pat always... She's always off her tits, usually on Captain Morgan's.
Oh, well. In that case, I'll have another. Happy New Year! Nice to see you.
The New Year is not here yet, Nora.
Oh,
he hasn't been himself for days now. Have you noticed?
Well, it seems all right to me. I've been out trimming these shrubberies these last few days and he's been out all gawk of the walk as per usual.
I wouldn't worry about your cock, Malcolm.
Ah, but I do worry. He's a good lad, this, and if anything were to happen to him, well, it'd be difficult to find such a fine cock anywhere nearby.
That keeps a good eye on all the fowl round here, Malcolm. You don't need to.
Yeah, but since, no.
Since what, Malcolm?
Well, since that goose we found with his head gone astray.
That were a fox, Malcolm.
That were no fox, Alex. Being sheared off it was. Medical position.
Foxes are very intelligent animals.
They might be intelligent, Alex lad, but they don't have surgical blades. No, this were human hands did this to the goose.
You've been spending too much time on that David Icke.
Not me, Alex. For me, pure deduction. It weren't no fox attacked that goose. And to be frank, I'm worried about my cock as much as my birds. But he does look a bit under the weather.
Well, don't you worry, Malcolm. I'll keep a good eye on him when I'm doing my daily duties. I'm sure he'll brighten up tomorrow.
I wish the weather would.
No much chance of that. Black, black cloud is.
Been grand to see you, little brother.
2 minutes little, Georgie Porgy.
Send my love to June.
Hey, and you send mine to Jane.
Are you straight off to the ferry?
Oh, I thought I might stop at the little chef on the way.
Who?
The little chef.
I've never met him.
It's not a him, it's a it.
I've never met it.
You can't meet it, it's a cafe.
What, the cafe is in the shape of a little chef?
Nah, it's got a drawing of a little chef. Any road?
It's called Little Chef because it's got a drawing of a little chef.
I suppose so, yeah. When are you off, anyway?
I think I'll hang around a few more days. Maybe wait till after New Year. Spend the night getting pissed with Mum and Dad. Someone's got to spare Mum having to listen to Dad talk about the fat bloke.
Who?
The fat bloke.
Oh, yeah.
Butterfly, Dulcie. You really like Budlia. Go out to the garden and take a piece, then bring it here.
Okay.
Shit.
What's the matter, Fox?
She's seen me. The little one, the witch.
Witch, eh?
Oh, yeah, I mean, look at her. No time. She's lost interest. She's already going back inside with a clump of reason.
Well, you're faster than me. Run over there and have a look in that bin.
You bloody do it. There's a witch in that house.
I'm old, Fox.
Old? You're 1 year older than me.
In badger years.
Badger years? What does that mean?
Well, it means we age quicker than humans.
Why are you comparing your lifespan to humans, Badger?
Because, Fox, it's the Anthropocene.
Not for long, Badger. Not for long.
Thank you.
7 hours later. 7 hours and still no ambulance.
I'm amazed we managed to get them onto the sofas.
I'm astonished they haven't woken up.
I mean, if they were that tired, how did they get here in the first place?
Are they in some sort of coma?
Do people snore whilst comatose?
Anyway, even if they are both in a coma, that doesn't explain how they managed to not be in a coma until I opened the front door.
Maybe they were overwhelmed by your astonishing beauty.
Yes, a sort of case of Stendhal syndrome. No, it can't be that. I'm under no illusions. I'm average looking at best.
Peter, in this parochial wasteland, you stand out like a bleeding red rose in a field of charcoal.
Very eloquent, Jeremy. And I'll be honest, not without a touching quality.
I do my best. Shall we maybe try to wake them up?
I don't know if it's safe or not.
Oh, sorry. I have to take this. Jeremy here. Hi, Mark. It's what? Oh, really? Gosh. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I see. Okay. Well, thanks for letting me know. No, we had no immediate plans to go away anyway. We're sort of hibernating. Or at least we were. What? Oh, no, that doesn't matter. Yeah, another time. Okay, Mark. Thanks again.
What was all that?
That was Mark. Mark Nephews, you know him.
Yeah, from the port.
Well, apparently, all transport services are cancelled for the foreseeable...
Really? Ha! Well, that's going to be interesting. How long is the foreseeable?
I've no idea. That's all he said. The foreseeable.
Shit. Oof. I was supposed to be going back to Italy tomorrow. How the fuck long is the foreseeable? Does that even mean?
God knows.
Shit. Ronan's gonna be livid. I'm never gonna hear the end of it.
Oh, Ronan can piss off.
You're not the one that'll be at the receiving end of it. Oh, God, the whining.
If he's going to blame you for all the transport or for this rock stopping, he's insane. Has there been any clarification yet? Do we know why this is happening?
Nothing. There was just a post-it note on the wall of the catamaran port. All services were ceased for the foreseeable.
I wouldn't like to have been there.
I wouldn't like to be there now.
It must be chaos. A lot of raging gammon.
Never cross a raging ham.
Well, I suppose, given the situation, dear sister... Wine?
Why not? I might as well be pissed when I break the news.
It's late. Tell him tomorrow.
That kind of advice, Bunton, is why I'll always value you as a brother.
Carver?
I think we should drink red. It's a night for blood.
Yes, well, as long as you don't spill any.
I make no promises.
So, we're going to have the kids a little while longer, eh?
It's looking very much like it, Pat. It'll be like the good old days.
That it will. George and Louis running about like little yo-yos, Emma and Bunton concocting their schemes, and little Dulcie, well, she'll be like a blast from the past herself. She's so much like Emma when she was a bairn. Oh, John, it could be wonderful.
Mm.
What do you mean,
It'll be novel, won't it? So many humans confined in one family space. And we're not just talking our house, Pat. We're talking the whole island. This is what David Icke...
Who?
Oh, fucking... David Icke.
Oh, the fat bloke.
Yes, the fat bloke. David Icke talks about this. Population control. It's happening, Pat, right in front of your eyes. Before you know it, you'll be getting fucked by a lizard overlord. And that, Patricia, will not be pleasant.
Won't it, Jonathan?
Well, if nothing else, the lizard overlord is cold-blooded. It'd be freezing under there.
I'll put the electric blanket on.
Patricia!
I don't want to discuss the ins and outs of your sordid little dragon tryst.
Think in the morning, act in the noon, eat in the evening, sleep in the night. The eyes of the fire, the nostrils of air, the mouth of the water, the bear of the earth. 2 weeks, 2 weeks. Of joy weeps. High strangeness. Oh, dip him in the river. He loves water. Water. And expect poison from the well. Standing water. Where man is, not nature, is barren. The best wine is the gooderest, and the best water is the newest. And the newer the wine, the rarer the water. 2 weeks. Da. Lift up your head. No bird. No bird soars too high. And as is the air, so is contempt to the contemptible. You can't catch wholesome food with a trap. And a raging sea, the storm. And these are portions of eternity too great for the eye of man, the eyes of men. Ontological shock. 2 weeks. 2 weeks. High strangeness, 2 weeks. Ontological debrief. And everything possible to be believed is an image of the truth. Enough! Or too much!
This was their appearance. They had a human likeness, but each had four faces. And each of them had four wings. Their legs were straight, and the soles of their feet were like the sole of a calf's foot. And they sparkled like burnished bronze. Under their wings, on their four sides, they had human hands.
Father, bless them, or a mug of juice.
Oh, no. Thank you, Ethel. Though I do have a little bottle of whiskey knocking about somewhere that I may be tempted to dip into.
Yes. What's that you're reading, Father?
This is the Bible.
Of course it is, the Bible.
I'm just studying something Ordette told me to read. It's most interesting.
Oh, what's it about? She's a funny one, that Ordette.
Angels, Mrs. Mermaid. Angels.
Angels, like what Robbie was loving.
Who was Robbie?
Listen.
All right, Auntie Anna.
The wisp has gone inside the willow. And he might not. Never. Can you hear the branches wrapping around the wind, Dulcie?
I don't know what it is yet.
Look with your hands, Dulcie.
Hamlet, Ash Thursday. Dulcie Deacon was played by Ariadne Robertson. Auntie Anna Deacon by Anne Jameson. John and Pat Deacon, Elvis Herod. Emma Deacon, Lottie Bowater. Bunton Deacon, Ergo Fismis. George Deacon, Lottie Bowater. Louis Deacon, Autumn Robertson. Jeremy Braverman by Chris Locke. Peter Pontin, played by Lawrence Tuck. Tom Cruise, employee of the ferry company, by Joe Eaton. Jake Blake by Elvis Herod. Nancy Blake, Autumn Robertson. Malcolm Blood, the Lord of the Manor, Chris Locke. Alex Buzzard, the groundsman of the manor, was played by Joe Eaton. Fox by Autumn Robertson. Badger by Ergo Fismis. Nora Vlovlov, Nayana Dickinson. Ethel Mermaid by Elvis Herod. Father Bresson, the local priest, was played by Lawrence Tuck. Field recordings by Naomi Robertson. Audette Ritual, written by Lottie Bowater and William Blake. Hamlet Ash Thursday was written and produced by Ergo Fismis.
Creamed custard and curdled whey laid. And ruin as a lost little lad. We tumble into timeless little land. Loitering like a tin biscuit. Somewhere along the English coast.
ready.
It's ringing off the hook. Seriously, you close the ferry port for a day and suddenly everybody needs a priest. I wouldn't mind, except they're usually so... so... dismissive.
Dismissive, yeah. Well, don't you worry. I'll fix you a nice cup of tea and a biscuit. Would you like any dilute juice while you wait for the kettle?
No! No, thanks. I'm good for dilute juice.
My Ronald, he dips his custard cream in it.
He dips his what in his what? Oh, right.
Custard cream.
Sorry. I'm sorry, Mrs. Mermaid. My mind is very occupied today.
Don't you worry, Father. We've still got some plastic cups left over from the Jigsaw Festival. Here's a dilute juice to tide you over. Juice.
Thanks.
There you go. Enjoy that. Dilute juice.
Someone's drawn cocks and balls in the ice on every single car windscreen down the path. It's quite something.
Someone's what?
Drawn cocks and balls in the ice on the car windscreen?
On my car windscreen?
Well, I mean, probably. They're on all the other ones.
Are you telling me that my life is emblazoned with effigies of genitalia? Pat!
What is it, love?
Put the kettle on! And for the love of God, do it quickly!
What's the matter, John?
There's penises all over my Land Rover!
There's what?
Oh, for the love of God, there's penises all over my Land Rover!
Did you just say there's penises all over your Land Rover?
Yes, Pat! There's penises all over my Land Rover!
And balls.
And balls? Not just my car, everybody's fucking car!
Well, what did that happen?
The owners of these genitalia missing something. Oh, hi, Odette.
Nora. Nora, hi.
I haven't seen you in ages. You all right?
All right. All right? Yeah. I'm all right.
How's your mum?
Mum? Oh, mum. Yeah. She's all right.
Send her my love.
Send love. Yeah, I'll send love. All right. Send love.
Psh. All right?
All right. Yeah.
You okay?
Yeah. I'm okay.
You have a nice Christmas?
What?
You off somewhere?
What? Going to the woods. Woods?
Oh, nice. I haven't been down there for donkeys. It's all right down there.
Yeah, it's all right.
I didn't dare go down there for a while since they found those bones.
Bones? Bones. Oh, yeah. Bones.
Long time ago now.
Yeah, it's fine. It's all right. Long time
ago. You know,
ago.
I'm stuck here till the bus route comes back on, or some kind soul wants to drive me home. Unless I want to walk 12 miles. Maybe I'll come down to the woods with you. I haven't been there in donkeys.
Donkeys?
Yeah, I could do with a walk in the woods. You wouldn't mind if I tagged along, would you, Odette? It's been such a long time since I've seen you.
Mind? 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 No. Me? No.
Excellent. We've so much to catch up on. How many years has it been?
I don't know. 3?
No, more than that.
4?
More than that.
5?
That must be it. Time flies, eh?
Time flies. What are you on about?
All right, Mum. Yeah, I'm it's all a bit me for the crisis. They are blaming me for the post-it. Yeah, there's a photo of it in the country press, Mum. Yeah, of the post-it. What do you mean, not the best idea? It was your idea. What do you mean, if a man told you to jump off a cliff, would you do it? Well, of course I can't come home, Mother. All the transport has been stopped, hasn't it? Oh, Mum, don't cry. Oh, Jesus. Okay, Mum, okay, you tell Dad all about it. Okay, oh, hi, Dad. Yeah, don't worry, yeah, it'll pan out, I'm sure, yeah. Yeah. No, Dad, I can't come home. All the transport has been cut off. I need to look after my parrot.
Look after my parrot.
Quiet, Stephen. Your mum's on the phone.
On the phone.
Yeah, that's him, Mum. He never shuts up.
The priest must be protected.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he started saying that last night.
The priest must be protected.
I leave the TV on for him when I'm at work. Must have heard it on there.
The priest must be protected.
Yeah, all right, Stephen. We'll protect the priest. Yeah, yeah, Mum. Yeah, he is quite a character.
I'm 8 years old. It's okay.
If you want to go for a walk, Dulcie, that's fine. Just pull up for supper. See you later, Dulcie. Sing flat, sing flat, sing flat, sing flat, sing flat.
Thank you.
is 12. Yep. Add the 7.
Well, thanks so much for taking us in.
We didn't so much take you in as...
you. Well, like we said, neither of us have any memory of what occurred.
Yeah, we were out walking, then there was this big flash, and then here we were on your, I must say, incredibly comfortable sofa under those lovely chevron fleeces.
So there's nothing at all between being...
between being somewhere in the hills and...
your very comfortable sofa.
Hmm. Maybe you were drugged.
I don't see how. We were quite alone.
Well, not quite alone. There was that girl.
Girl? A girl with long black hair. Dinosaur in...
Hessian?
Hessian! Sackcloth! Yeah, that sort of thing. That's it.
Shouting a lot?
Well, we just...
Oh, God.
What?
Well, we just hit her.
Hit her?
With our vehicle. But she got up, walked off shouting. Seemed to be fine.
She looked in a much better state than we did.
That'll be Odette. Everyone round here knows her, sees things and so on.
She's actually very interesting once you get to know her.
Yeah, she's all right, Odette. Unless you catch her on a bad day.
Odette is one of the more cultured of the residents in this fair isle.
How did you guys end up here?
I took a job here 5 years ago. Programming. Needless to say, the company doesn't exist anymore. We met in the office.
And since then, well, it's just been difficult to move, you know?
So at least people like Odette keep the community a bit more exciting.
Well, I certainly hope she's okay. She took quite a wallop.
Hey, she got up
to tell with Odette. And she doesn't use a phone or anything like that. Her mum died, so there's not really any way of keeping track of her.
The priest, Father Bresson, is probably the best person to talk to. He tends to keep an eye on her. Might be worth giving him a buzz. Tell him about her little accident.
I'll do that in a minute. I'm just going to stick on a pan of cocoa. Anyone fancy?
Ooh, could murder a mug.
Seconded.
How can I resist? Jeremy makes the most astonishing cocoa. You don't know what you're in for.
Yes, and only one of them will be poisoned.
John Deacon, what are you doing?
I'm building a shelter, Pat.
In the middle of the dining room, John Deacon?
It's the safest place for it, Pat, the centre of the house.
Where are we going to eat?
In the shelter, of course.
What on earth are you sheltering from, John Deacon?
Well, I can't tell you that, Pat.
John Deacon, you expect my dining room for some tin house to protect us from goodness knows what.
You wouldn't believe me, Pat.
Oh, is it something off one of your websites, John?
No, Pat.
Is it, John?
You're just close-minded, Pat. A sheep.
Well, you're a pig, John Deacon. A pig.
I may be a pig, Pat, but I've done the research.
Shut the fuck up for a start, dickhead. Wanker. Don't fuck with me. Warned you before. Ugh, try to skin up. Asshole.
Will you get your foot out of my face?
Sorry, I nodded off. What's that?
What's what?
What do you mean, what's what? The banging?
Oh, I thought...
What would I be banging for?
To get attention.
The attention of whom? We should move on.
I agree. It's not very nice here. Who do you think it is?
I have no idea.
Try back. I've got sensitive skin.
Sensitive skin?
Whoever
it is. They're big.
What are they doing in here?
The end of your message. Press 1.
Emma? Ronan again. It would be nice if you could get Dulcie to give me a ring sometime. It's my right to speak to her. Even if, as you so eloquently put it, she doesn't want to speak to me. I could really do without this stress, Emma. My small intestine has given me endless bother. I'm back on the bone broth. I'm either constipated or can't stop going to the toilet. If this goes on much longer, I'll be back on turmeric fasts.
For fuck's sake.
Delightful.
Is it any wonder Dulcie doesn't want to speak with him? He's on to his bowels. Last time he spoke to her, he had vomited and pissed to wash out a sty.
Where is Dulcie? Is she in?
She said she was off to the park about an hour ago.
Evening, Anna. You come to see Pat?
I thought I'd come and see you, actually. Your shirt is looking fascinating.
Oh, you all laugh at me, but just you wait.
Oh, I don't laugh, John. Far from it. To be honest, I think it's high time you and I had a little talk.
A talk, Anna? You and I?
If you can just turn this music off, what on earth is it?
Pat Metheny.
Pat, your what? Hi, Pat. I was just dropping by to see John.
Were you both calling me?
No, I was talking about Pat Metheny.
Pat, you what?
I was going to ask John about his shelter.
Oh, don't start him on that. He'll never stop. Then he'll make you look at his websites for 2 hours. Well, anyway, I'm just off down the Videodrome to rent some DVDs. With the whole island closing to the outside, I'm going to have to find something to do.
Well, I've heard them. Quite a good selection down there.
That they do. I'm going to get a few Jane Austen, some old Weepies, and maybe that really stupid one, Avatar 2, The Way of the Water. That should keep me going for a few days, and not to have to listen to John. Speaking of which, enjoy.
Fuck you, Pat.
I love you too, John Deacon.
There it is again.
How can it be here too? Is it following us?
Ask it.
What do you mean, ask it?
Just shout. Are you following us?
You fucking shout. Are you following us?
I can't. I have a sore throat.
A sore throat.
This is most inconvenient. And here I was expecting a quiet night in. Did I tell you, someone drew cocks and balls all over my car windscreen this morning?
I don't know why you keep that car, Jake.
It reminds me of something.
There, done. Jesus. You sure you want the antlers to stick out like that?
That's the memorial. People have to know.
Somebody will probably cut them off and put them on their wall.
If they do that, I'll find them and cut off their face.
What's that?
It's Santa Claus. Ha! 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 Santa Claus! Jesus! Aliens! Pin them! Pin them! High strangeness! Ontological shock! Pin them! Ha! 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 Ha!
Woo! Woo! So the long and the short of it, John, is that your shelter might turn out to be just the thing.
Well, I knew something funny was going on, but I didn't think it was all that funny.
Father Bresson! Come outside a moment and listen to this!
What is it now, Ethel?
Bells, Father Bresson! There's bells outside!
I'm very deeply engaged with my studies and...
It sounds like...
Father Christmas.
Christmas.
A few days late, at least.
A few days late, at least. Sleigh bells it is, Father Bresson. But why now?
And why does it seem to be...
Filling the air.
It's not just there, in the distance somewhere. It seems to be everywhere.
Everywhere. I'm scared, Father Bresson.
Nobody's afraid of Santa Claus, Ethel.
At the end of press one.
Emma, I've had enough of this. I know signal on the island is intermittent, but for God's sake, give me a call. I haven't passed the motion in 2 days, honestly. I'm chock-a-block. I've been only eating liquids, but it makes no difference. Soon enough, it's going to have to be the turmeric solution again. Dulcie must call me ASAP. I can't handle the stress. And I know it's been said 1,000 times, but keep an eye on that kook aunt of yours. She's a bad influence on Dulcie, and reads her fairy tales and such nonsense. I do hope you're keeping an eye on Dulcie's motions. If I find out she's been eating sugar, there'll be hell on...
He's got a one-track mind, that one. That you can't deny.
If I ever hear the word small bowel again, I'll kill someone.
I puked a little in my mouth, to be honest, love.
Harry, Mum.
So, are you going to get her to phone him?
I've asked her. I'm not going to force her.
It is her dad, Emma.
It's Dulcie's choice. The honest reason is he's only talking about bowels. His and other people's bowels. And what they should do with their bowels. And what he does with his bowels.
Lovely.
And Mum, you know Dulcie. She's a clever girl. She just doesn't want to hear it. And the fact is, he's just not willing to listen to her. He never has been.
So, in some ways, you could say this little transportation hiccup has been a blessing in disguise.
A small mercy, yes.
Is he not, you know, planning on moving out?
He is, but he says he's in no hurry. He'll do it when it's convenient.
When he's finally took a dump, eh?
Yeah.
Listen, you. I didn't come here on holiday with the intention of living here. I have to get off this godforsaken rock and quake. I'm due at a meeting tomorrow after Lunno, and I need to be there.
I'm sorry, sir. The port is closed until further notice. The last boat sailed at 3:30 yesterday.
I am more than aware of that.
Terribly sorry, sir.
You're sorry. You'll be sorry.
I'm sorry. What's your name?
Mr. Clematis.
Mr. Clematis? The priest must be protected.
The what?
Do you believe in Santa Claus, Mr. Clematis?
Do I? Do I what?
Hamlet, Good Friday. John and Pat Deacon were played by Elvis Herod, Emma Deacon by Lottie Bowater, Bunton Deacon by Ergo Fismes, Dulcie Deacon by Ariadne Robertson, Auntie Anna Deacon was played by Anne Jameson. The horrible little boys George and Boris were played by Chris Locke and Lawrence Tuck. Father Bresson was played by Lawrence Tuck. Ethel Mermaid, played by Elvis Herod. Odette was played by Lottie Bowater. Nora Vlovlov, Nayana Dickinson. Tom Cruise was played by Joe Eaton. Stephen the Parrot by Chris Locke. Jeremy Braverman by Chris Locke. Peter Pontin by Lawrence Tuck. Topper was played by John Panther. Lee by Richard Kennedy. Alex was played by Joe Eaton. Jake Blake by Elvis Herod. Nancy Blake by Autumn Robertson. Ronan was played by Chris Locke. And Graham Clematis was played by Ergo Fismes. Hamlet Good Friday, produced by Ergo.
Creamed custard and curdled whey lay, and woman as a lost little lamb, we tumble into timeless little land, loitering like a tea biscuit along the English coast. And deep within the sodden rock, you drop into the dining room, a family on Christmas Day. And soon it will be dinner time. A brother, sister, standing there, both laying table for the day.
Hamlet, Xmas special.
I'm going back to see those cold country cousins of mine.
You know, I never could hear Rudolph enough times. I love Christmas.
Mm-hmm. No, you put the spoon on that side of that fork.
I love these little fellows riding horses on the placemats.
You can go and see them Boxing Day if you go down the manor.
Some poor fox is for it, then.
I'm not sure. I think they all meet to hunt a fictitious fox, at least officially. Though I suspect it might be a fictitious fox. That's to say, a real fox, presented as a fictitious fox to placate the ignorant general public who don't think killing animals for sport is a sensible idea.
It's not very Xmassy, is it?
What, blood sports? Not so much, no. But English people over a particular age seem to really adore its iconography. I gather it aids the digestion.
Here, that spoon goes above. Did no one ever learn you to set a table?
I pretty much live in a cupboard.
Well, it's never too late to learn.
Then teach me, O guru.
I will lay my Christ-like knowledge of table laying upon thee.
Oh, I am blessed. Merry Christmas, Jesus. Dad's looking a bit under the weather, eh?
Yes, and the weather is... He could do with travelling a bit. It's damp here. I've said stay with me in Florence. Because it's more of a dry heat there.
Mam won't do it. She's terrified to leave the island. She won't even go into town unless she's completely run out of booze, of course.
No risk of that today. Have you seen all the wine?
A few bottles of port in there, too.
Someone got Dad a lovely bottle of brandy, too.
Get enough wine in him, he'll crack that later.
Those glasses on the left, Bunty.
All right, Emma.
Mam said she'd been seeing ghosts again.
Oh, I wonder why.
She does need to cut down, but she won't listen, makes it worse.
Well, today's not really the day to worry about that, is it? In fact, through till New Year's Day or so, we've got full time off worrying. If anyone happens to accidentally kill now and then, we didn't know anything about it because we were drunk on Christmas joy. So no more ghosts for about a week. You all right?
Yes, I was just looking at these placemats. The red border is very red, and the black on the hunter's hats is very, very...
The red pigment is made with the blood of dogs who died in infancy in Cinnabar, and the black is bone black from pigs.
It's amazing what we can do when we put our minds to it.
All right, I'll put on my little party hat if you will.
You can't put your party hat on, you're already wearing a Santa hat.
No, I can put my party hat over my Santa hat.
Oh my God, that's amazing. I've never seen anyone do that before. Actually, it also looks pretty mint. You look like King Santa.
Oh, thanks, mate.
Well, since you're King Santa now, that means you have to tell your joke first.
All right. Here we go now. What did Santa do when he went speed dating?
I don't know.
He pulled a cracker.
I don't get it.
It must have been Christmas when he went dating.
Yeah, it must have been, I suppose.
I didn't think speed dating places were open on Christmas.
They are insane.
If they didn't want to do the cooking, then why did...
So they could spend the rest of the day complaining about having done the cooking.
Yes, I suppose so. Where are they now?
They're both in the bathroom, screaming.
Well, at least we won't have to be near them for a while.
Good. Was there a joke in your cracker?
No, just a fact on a piece of paper. Something about some man who had a tangerine for a head.
It takes all sorts at Christmas, I suppose.
And then the barman said, "Well, what did you ask him for?" And the man with the tangerine for a head replied, "Well, can't you see? I asked him for a tangerine for a head."
I don't get it.
It's not a joke, it's a fact.
Is it?
I mean, I think so.
When can we set fire to it?
You have to wait. We don't want any repeats of last year, do we?
When I set Grandma on fire.
When you set Grandma's hair on fire, yes. And why? Because you were too eager to...
I was too eager to see the blaze.
Exactly, Poppet. Good things come to...
those who wait.
Precisely. So we can set this on fire a little. But we have to be cautious with...
health and safety.
And in that order, if you watch your health, you'll be safe.
Can I strike the match when it's time?
You can strike the match so long as you point it away from your face.
And it's somebody else's?
No. Not at somebody, Poppet, as you well know.
What would happen if I pointed it at somebody else?
Then it might burn the face off, Poppet. And we don't want that. Not on Christmas.
Everybody, happy Christmas, everybody! Jesus loves you all! Jesus loves us all! It's birthday time, everybody! Yay! Have a party! Jesus' birthday time! Happy Christmas, everybody!
This is a fine bird, isn't it?
Oh, lean and tender. Beautifully cooked.
Basted, I believe.
Grandma used to hang it in the garage for a few weeks before the day.
Used to hang what?
The turkey.
The turkey? In the garage?
Yeah, it did something to the flavour.
I'm sure it did.
The gravy covered whatever it was anyway.
Don't you remember that?
This is some nice gravy, eh?
Oh, you can taste the dripping. Oh, it's like the good old days.
Oh, there were a lot of dripping in the old days. Everything was dripping.
Yes, Ronan, of course you can speak with Dulcie to wish her a happy Christmas. She's just busy right now with Auntie Anna. She finished dinner quickly, hardly ate anything, really. And Auntie Anna, that she is, took her into the kitchen to prepare dessert. Yes, dear, no accidents like last year. Yes, I know you were embarrassed. She's just a kid, Ronan. No, of course Mother didn't think you were irresponsible. God, why am I spending Christmas Day talking with him? I'll get her to call you as soon as she's free. Yes, Ronan, of course she wants to talk to you. Yes, of course she wants to wish you a happy Christmas.
You all right?
Ronan the Barbarian.
Oh. Emma, Dad wants you to do the wishbone with him.
Listen, Ronan, I have to go. Yes, family responsibilities. Bye for now. Yes, bye. God, I thought he'd never go.
Has he given you bother?
He wants to talk to Dulcie for happy Christmas and all that. But Dulcie doesn't want to talk to him. Not that I blame her. He only talks to her about turmeric cleanses.
To be fair, that's all I've ever heard him talk about. In most vivid detail, too, his fermentations.
Thanks for that. Nearly said goodbye to Christmas dinner, then.
She's still breathing, right?
Yeah, still breathing.
I could not get any reception. You think that massive mast up there would be helpful in that respect?
Yeah, but you know as well as I do that mobile phones are not what those masts are really used for.
What are you on about? What are they used for?
Them 5G masts? Aliens, Lee. For communicating with the space intelligences.
Aliens! Aliens!
Oh, someone's back.
Here, careful, you've just taken a pretty bad knock.
Happy birthday, Jesus, Skylord, bird monster, metal creature, iron chicken saviour!
Oh, shit, she's collapsed. Get her in the recovery position. The recovery position? You don't know about the recovery position?
Know about the recovery position.
Well, didn't you do basic first aid?
No, I didn't. Well, what is the recovery position?
Well, I've no idea.
Hard to get John away from his websites nowadays. He loves looking at his websites, that and his gods. Never stops talking about his gods and his websites that he looks at. He likes that David Icke, you know, the fat bloke. Look at him now, Christmas dinner and staring at his website.
It is quite a magnificent god he's showing everybody.
Oh, is that Pat, the human firewall again?
He calls me the human fireball.
Pat, what? A fireball?
Ball, whatever you fire at. I still don't know what you're blathering on about. Too much time on your websites makes you incomprehensible.
Patricia, it's Christmas Day. I'm in the twilight of my existence. I think I shall spend the day relaxing in any way I jolly well want to.
And I'd like to spend Christmas Day relaxing with my husband.
Well, you do that, dear. Relax.
Auntie Anna showed me how to make a cat's cradle.
Oh, that's nice, darling. Auntie Anna knows a lot of interesting things.
Did you know she's got a whole forest in her back garden?
Does.
She's funny.
Well, she's very clever, and clever people tend to be funny. I bet she got you a nice Christmas present, didn't she?
She did, but I don't know what it is yet. I'm going to save it to open it before I go to bed. Because Auntie Anna always gets me my favourite presents.
Well, it'll be bedtime soon, so it won't be long until you find out.
Bedtime already?
Well, not just yet. It is Christmas after all, and we might as well wait up longer to hear everybody keep arguing with each other, eh?
Ha, yeah, I suppose so. I don't really like it.
No, Dulcie, me neither.
Why do we come here for Christmas?
I do wonder, Dulcie.
I don't think I really like Jesus.
Well, that's okay, Dulcie. Maybe just don't tell Grandma Pat that.
Santa Claus, who can crucifix his in space birthday time, balls my messiah!
Well, she seems okay.
I suppose so. She looks in better nick than your car anyway.
We're going to have to get that towed.
How are we going to do that on Christmas Day?
God knows, mate.
Diamond-encrusted sledges soaring across birthday cake moons! Today is the day, my friends! The day is here! Shove it up your arse!
Can you two, for once, just stop it? We all know only too well how much you can't stand each other. You've made that very clear since we were as big as little Dulcie. You can do it any other day, but I don't understand how you can do it on Christmas. The selfishness, the predictability and inevitability of it all.
Sit down, son.
Son, have a Campari.
We're going to watch Scrooge McDuck in a minute. You like that, don't you?
No.
Oh, she does.
No, I don't.
Do you know he was the richest person in history until that musket blew?
Really?
Yeah.
Well, when you see actually rolling in money, isn't he?
Yeah, in an actual pit of money.
I've never seen Musk doing that.
I'm not convinced he's actually richer than Scrooge McDuck.
Yeah, it's just inflation.
Mum, I think I want to go to bed.
What would you do if you had as much money as Scrooge McDuck?
Well, I suppose I'd roll around in it.
Well, I'd roll around in it, but I'd go one further than Scrooge McDuck and take all my clothes off first.
John Deacon, at the table.
Yeah, but the thing is, the real Scrooge McDuck wouldn't have worn any clothes because he's a duck, and they don't usually wear clothes.
That other puddle duck.
Mum, I'm tired.
Here, were there any more of them Yorkshire puddings left over?
Plenty gravy, too.
I keep meaning to ask, John, what's that massive thing in front of you?
That? That's my tablet. I look at the internet on it, David Icke and stuff like that.
Oh, the fat bloke.
No, not your big phone. He means the other thing.
Oh, that's a god.
Mum!
I'll put the girl to bed, Emma.
Oh, thank you.